there any lurkers in the foyer? Would you like to make your way into the church? Ready to start? Thank you. They're all lurking. They can stay lurking. Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see you. My name is Ali, and I'm going to be leading part of the service, sharing with Martin, who has the absolute joy of of doing the dedication of Zane and family this morning, dedicating them to the Lord, which is just wonderful. And I know we don't encourage gambling. We do not encourage gambling. I'm just saying that there. But if anyone's got a book on whether Zane is going to be the first baby to cry when Martin holds him, let us know what your odds are. As in how many years of ministry?
20,
nearly 30 years of ministry and many, many, many dedications. Not once has he had a baby cry in his arms. Which is amazing. Today could be the day. Not that I want you to cry, darling, because, you know, that would, but, you know, if you could, just a little one would be, no. Anyway, so lovely to see a full church. I don't know if there's anyone out in the hall, but hello, if you're out there, welcome. Because church gets so full, for those of you that are visiting, we have an overflow facility out in the hall where the service, they can watch it on the screen. And then when the children go out later in the service, there's a big swap around. And the adults that are out there come in here and find a seat and the children go out. So we would just ask you, if when the children go out, you have a space on your row, perhaps you could move along so that people can just slide in on the ends of the rows. That would be fantastic. So we're going to begin with the notices, which have been running through on here, and I'm sure you've all been avidly reading them and making a mental note of the things that you are particularly interested in. There's a couple of things to highlight. One, which I don't think was on there, was possibly advertised, that tonight is Connect Prayer. Just to say it is not happening tonight. That doesn't mean you can't pray. It just means there's not going to be space here to pray together at Connect Prayer. But do use that time, that 6:30 to 7:30, to pray wherever you are as you feel led. Can you just scroll through so I can sort of see what... Yep, so children, it's only the Sunday Club and creche children that are going out today. X Club and X Word are staying in for the whole service. Yep, tea and coffee. And I've just seen an amazing cake in the kitchen. So tea, coffee and cake afterwards. I'll just keep going. I think, yeah, youth cafe. The young people all know what they're doing. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Yes, this is the one, men's breakfast. If you are male and you have not yet signed up for men's breakfast, Gareth's not here, so who's taking... Oh, okay, book via Church Suite. And if you're not on Church Suite, there's email address for Gareth, gareth@bbchurch.org.uk. Get booked in and get a yummy breakfast. What a great start to the weekend. We had the ladies on yesterday. Phenomenal. And I think they're the only ones I need to highlight. Oh, Alpha, Steve, are you all right? Do you want to say anything about Alpha again?
Still on.
Still on. Sign up. Sign up now. Grab your friends. Steve doesn't want to be sitting in a room on his own. Be Billy No Mates. So yeah, get that. Cap Money course as well. We heard about that last week. And sort of linked to that, where's she gone? Rachel. It's just got a quick notice. I can grab one of the mics at the table. A round of applause from the back row for Rachel.
Morning, church. So for those who don't know me, my name's Rachel and I have the privilege of coordinating the food bank locally. It's also the worst part of my job is standing up here, and it's twice in 1 month. So again, you know, it must be important. So, I have it on good authority that I'm a bit wordy with my emails. So if you received an email addressed from Martin this week about the tax scheme, tax support scheme, it was from me. And I've asked several of you if it inspired you to write an email to the local councillors and lobby them. And More than one might have said it was a little long and they didn't get to the end. So I'm just up here to say it was long because it was really important and there's a lot of detail and I'm really, really, really sorry for that. But the Council Tax Support Scheme is a scheme where people on really low incomes get reduction on their council tax and the council are looking at reducing that reduction. And I'm asking if it's on your heart and if you feel passionate about the food bank and the work that we do, if you would write an email, and it will take 10 minutes, it's a good 10 minutes, but it'll take 10 minutes to write them an email and say, the people that we support at the food bank can't afford any more bills. And if you've seen our newsletter, which is online, there's a couple of copies out back, and Paul Window, who I don't think is here, has done an amazing job making it look wonderful. You'll see our referrals are down, which is excellent, but the last thing we want to do is now push people back into food poverty. So if you feel called to and inspired, please let me be inspiring you, even though my words are long. Could you please spend 10 minutes and write an email and lobby the local councillors? If you need any help drafting it, any ideas, I will be out back, and the email does have that information in it. So thank you. Sorry, I have a lot of words.
Thank you, Rachel. That was really good. I would like you now, before we sing a couple of songs, to have a think about this week. What's it been like? Has it been a great week? Has it been a rubbish week? If it's been a rubbish week, I mean, you know, everybody's fed up with the rain, aren't they? It's been a rubbish week. I want you to just think of what one thing, just one thing this week that made you smile. One thing. And if you can share that one thing in a sentence, put your hand up. Oh, marvellous. I should have primed someone else to do this. Just a sentence, Shirley.
It's normally death.
I've got a wonky right arm, had an accident.
Oh.
And I managed to put my own curtains up on the top of the ladder, very safely, on my own. And it thrilled me to bits.
Brilliant. Anybody else? Something that made them smile this week? Sheila. So lovely to see you, Sheila. That's made us all smile.
To be brought here yesterday for the ladies' breakfast.
Lovely. So Sheila was brought here yesterday to join us at Ladies' Breakfast, which was fantastic. And it's lovely to have her here this morning. And you're going to do this on purpose, aren't you? And do opposite sides of the just a...
Seeing my mummy and daddy.
Oh, that's lovely. Do you see them every day? That's amazing. To see them every day, you must be smiling all the time. You are, look at you. Anyone else? Something that's made you smile this week? I'm sure there's got to be more than that.
I saw all my daughters yesterday because it was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday for yesterday. Anybody else at the back before I leg it down the front? Carol?
I had the privilege of listening to two ladies share their testimony with me.
Lovely. Anybody else? Oh, another one.
Yeah, first dry day in Plymouth since January.
It was quite funny watching on the news this whole thing about Aberdeen hasn't had any sunshine for however many days. And, oh, they had 20 minutes of sunshine on Friday and it made the news. Or was it yesterday? Oh, I couldn't believe it. But you know what? Hang on, I'm just going to put that down and go back over here. Sometimes we feel so overwhelmed by the bad stuff that's happening either in our own lives or in our country or in the world that we forget to look up. And we forget to look around us and see those things that can give us those moments of joy, something to make us smile. So I would like this next week for us all to look out for those moments that make us smile and maybe write them down, put them in a pot as a little reminder. And then when you're feeling a bit glum, you can take them out and have a look and say, oh yeah, that really made me smile this week. Bumping into that person in town really made me smile. Having that bar of chocolate that I shouldn't have, really made me smile. And just thank God for those things. So we're just going to pray and then we're going to sing a couple of songs. Father God, we thank you that you're here with us and we thank you that you give us so many things to make us smile, and we're sorry that often we wallow in the things that are bringing us down, and we forget to look up, we forget to look and see what you've blessed us with, we forget to look around, to see the beauty of creation. Lord, we thank you of the signs of spring, of the snowdrops and the crocuses and the daffodils that are all beginning to open now and bring colour into what often feels like a very grey world. Father, we thank you for the smiles of our children, of our families, of our friends, for the coffee chats, for the people that we bump into or the people that call that we haven't heard from for a long time. And Father, as well as us seeing the things that you bless us with, we pray that you would open our eyes to see the ways in which we can bless others and bring smiles to other people's faces. Lord, that this week you would give us a nudge to make a phone call, to write a letter, to buy a little gift, whatever it might be, that might just bring something, a smile, to someone else's face. And Father, our prayer now is that you would open our eyes to see you here in this place, that you would open our eyes to see your glory, to see and to feel your love. Amen. Amen. Please stand if you are able. We're going to sing two songs. The second one is one that's been specifically chosen this morning by Ollie and Karen.
Thank you. very slick and professional service. Am I coming through?
No. Do you want to use mine?
No, just stick one. Right. This one. Does this one work?
Can you hit... Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Right, good. Okay, well, before we proceed with the dedication part of the service, I know that Ollie and Karen or Ollie, or possibly Karen, would like just to say something about their current situation and what's going on. So, over to you, Karen. Oh, it's got longer.
No, I don't do public speaking. It's short. We started planning this back before Christmas. As most of you know, the next few months are going to be really difficult for our family. And even in the middle of all this, we felt today it was right that we push on with today. We want to thank God and celebrate the blessing that is and the gift that is Zane. He is the answer to many, many years of prayer. The name Zane comes from the Hebrew meaning gift of God, and we truly believe that's what he is.
Thank you. Okay. So Ollie and Karen are here with Ashley and a long line of... It's a bit like a rogues gallery from the church, actually. Godparents, to publicly thank God for the gift of Zane and to seek God's help as they bring him up. And they've asked, I'm going around here so I can see all of you, Naomi, Ian, Sam, Adele and Rob, to support them and promise to help them in this task in whatever way they can. And we as members of this church will also welcome Zane and offer our support to the family before we ask God to bless him and surround him with his love. The scriptures say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I'm commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you're at home and when you're away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." So first question, Ollie and Karen, as you come with Zane today, do you thank God for him and do you accept the joys and duties of parenthood, promising to love and care for him?
We
as
do.
As disciples of Jesus, we do.
Oh, you dropped down one. Well done. That's
we do.
It's nice to know you. It's nice to know you're disciples of Jesus as well. That's really good. Let's pray. Lord God, creator of all things, giver of life, we praise you. All good gifts come from you, and joyfully we thank you for the wonderful gift that Zane is to Karen and Ollie and their family. We rejoice with them, and we give you our thanks and praise, not just for his safe arrival, but for the potential that rests in him and the love of his family that surrounds him. We thank you for all the gifts and talents that you'll reveal in him as he grows older. And we joyfully bring him to you now with all our thanks and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Okay. Ready? Yeah. Yeah. Do you promise to bring your son up within the Christian community and by God's grace, so to live that he will be nurtured by Christian love and surrounded by the love of Jesus?
As disciples of Jesus, we do.
You haven't got a spare hand, have you? Will you pray for him that through your example he may become aware of the love of Jesus for himself? That was a mistake, wasn't it? And make his own decision to follow Christ.
With God's help, we will.
And you promise to love him and support him through all the ups and downs of life, providing him with the security he needs, whatever direction his life takes. And Ashley, I've got a question for you. Will you help Mummy and Daddy look after Zane?
Yes.
Good girl. And will you help him to find out about Jesus?
Yes.
Good girl, thank you. Okay, godparents next. Do you want to pass the microphone down a little bit? Oops, here we go. Everything's going everywhere. So I will kind of... If I can stand down here, then you three can come around this mic and you two can come around that one, whatever. So, Ian, Sam, Robin, Adele, Naomi, do you rejoice with Karen and Ollie for the blessing of Zane? And do you accept the honour and responsibility of supporting them as godparents?
We do.
Do you promise to support them, encouraging them wherever possible through prayer and practical love to demonstrate to them and Zane a living faith in Jesus?
We've got our help.
We do.
And you promise to pray for Zane, encouraging him to develop a faith of his own through reading the Bible, attending church and Sunday school, and through learning from your own example.
Relying on God's help, we do.
I didn't realise you were trying to read it.
Yeah, never mind. Right. Zane, these are your friends and family. You're a gift to them and a sign from God that we must all come as little children with empty hands and open hearts. So let's go meet them so they can welcome you and thank God for you. Go and have a look at all these lovely faces down here. Those are all the funny ones. There we go. Such a room. Where are you? Oh, lovely doll. There we go. And we're going to turn around. This way, here we go. Some of them are smiling, so that's nice, isn't it? You are allowed to smile in church. Because I think you know some of these are on here already. There we go. You're such a good boy. Come up here. There's a funny one in there, watch out. Come on, go.
To the back here.
This lot on the back row, they're trouble. They need to watch out for them. There we go, and round, and back. There we go. Look at that, isn't that wonderful? All these people here to say hello to you today. There we go. Well done.
Okay, I've got some questions. If you're a regular here, or if you're a family member, I've got some questions for you. So I'm going to ask you to stand, if you're able to, please. I'm going to ask you some questions. So do you, the family, friends and Christian family of Biggleswade Baptist Church, promise to offer this family your love and care? We do.
We do.
Do you promise to support Karen and Ollie by encouraging them through prayer and practical love to demonstrate a living faith in Jesus? We do.
We do.
Do you also promise to show Zane in practical ways what it means to follow Jesus and live in relationship with him?
We do.
Thank you. There's a little bit more to go. Here we go. Can we have the camera, please? In the old days, the minister would just do this blessing on their own, but I thought it'd be really lovely if we could all do it together. So together we say, Zane, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Thank you. Please sit down. Do you want to take your son back?
100%
still. Still 100%. I know we've got two or three more coming up, and one of the parents has threatened to pinch their baby when they pass him to me, but I'm sure that won't happen. Let's pray again. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of Zane to his family, and we now pray for his protection and flourishing. We live in a difficult and dangerous world, and we ask that you keep him safe from harm. We pray for Ollie and Karen, that you would equip and enable them as they care for and nurture their son. And we pray for Ashley, that you would fill her with love for her brother and that he would come to know her as one of his very best friends. May the whole family know the challenge and the comfort of your love and see its power. Take all that we offer to them, our care, our wisdom and our mistakes, and through them all make yourself known to them. And as Zane grows in body, mind and spirit, feed and guide him through your spirit. Bring him safe through childhood and youth, and lead him to make the good confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That's it, guys. Thank you very much. You go and sit down. It looks like we've got that just about right on the timing as well. where's Ashley gone? Ashley, got a little something here for you. Okay. Can you see what it is? What is it? It's a heart, okay? It doesn't open or anything, but that's for you to hang somewhere in your room to remind you of the promises you made today about loving your brother, okay? Because you might need that in a few years' time. That wasn't supposed to be a funny moment, but never mind. Ali, back to you.
Yeah. So Ashley had also chosen a song to sing this morning. Anybody a fan of James Partridge, the primary school banger man? Oh, look at these blank faces. Yay! James Partridge is a teacher, a music teacher, and he tours the country now. It's amazing how it's taken off. He played at Glastonbury. He was at the Big Church Festival last year, basically doing favourite old primary school songs. And this one is definitely a primary school banger. Everyone's going to know this. So we want to hear you singing at the tops of your voice. We have made sure he's got You and Me Brother in his hands. But also, Ashley, Zane was a bit concerned that it would be good to sing Sister as well. So we're also going to do He's Got You and Me Sister in his hands. And if you want to do the actions, please do. But I expect the roof to be raised on this one. This is a confession. We completely forgot to practice this. So would you like to stand and join us in singing He's Got the Whole World in His Hands? To their groups and for the older ones to come in from their group. If you're visiting, just follow the crowd. Is there anyone out the back, or is that it? Is everyone in from the back? Are there not many out there? No one. They just don't want to walk out in the rain. They all want to stay out with the kids. Understandably.
That's why we didn't have wind and rain in the song.
Oh, didn't... Yeah, okay, yeah. You can tell we didn't practice that one, can you? Oh, no, here they come. Woo! No, there's... I just saw Eddie. And Patrick. Okay, before I hand over to Martin to share from God's words, we're going to read from God's word. And the reading is from John chapter 16, beginning to read at verse 7. I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more now, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears and will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you.
I have been passed a little note here, which says, sometime before the end of the service, or at the end, I'll do it now, could I ask those who have parked their cars in the middle of the car park to move their cars as soon as possible after the service? Because some people do need to get away quite quickly after. So if you are parked in the middle of the car park, I could ask you just to move it. Then please do come back and join in with teas and coffees and stuff, but just so that others can get away if they need to. Thank you. In Psalm 127, we read that children are a blessing, a gift, or a heritage from God. And it's a real joy to be able to acknowledge that blessing in Zane here this morning. But as anyone who has children will know, having a child is one thing, raising a child is something else. They don't come with manuals. They don't come with instruction booklets. So we have to work things out as we go along. And even if we already have a child, it doesn't guarantee that what worked with that one will work with the next one. As they all have their own distinctive personalities and quirks that we have to work with and through. But one thing we can do for our children, which is the same whether we have one, two, or more, is to love them and to do all we can to teach them the truth about life, about their identity, and about the God who loves the world so much that he sent his son, his only son, to teach, demonstrate, and reveal that love to them. Unfortunately, we do have a manual for that. Here it is. And in its pages, we find these words from John 16, which give us a promise of even more help from God in bringing our children up in a way that helps us introduce them to Jesus. And there's one verse here in particular I'd like us to think about this morning, a verse that can and will help us bring our children up in the knowledge of the Lord, but can also help us in our own walk and indeed in our witness to friends about who Jesus is. And that's verse 13. When he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. If the Bible is our manual for life, then the Holy Spirit is our tutor who helps us understand and apply it no matter what stage of life we find ourselves in. So hopefully what I have to say this morning will apply to all of us, whether you have children or don't have children, or your children have grown up and left home, whatever stage of life you find yourself in, there's stuff here for all of us to understand. But let's back up a little bit to help us understand it a bit better. Because often when we mention the Holy Spirit, some people get confused. Some people get a bit scared. Some people put up walls and so miss what he's saying and doing. And in chapter 15, verse 26, Jesus makes a promise to all his disciples, to everyone who follows him. He says, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me." Excuse me a second. Now, the immediate context of this is Jesus is warning anyone who chooses to follow him that they'll face opposition in this world. And we'll face opposition from individuals, from community authorities, even national authorities. And yes, we face that same opposition today. And many people will try to pull us away from the truth about Jesus, or try to water down the truth about Jesus, or try to use Jesus to promote something that he would be opposed to himself. And so we need help, and our children need help in discerning what is the truth, because as we're thinking about, certainly at the start of this year, if not all the way through it, when we know the truth will set us free. And that help is the Holy Spirit. He's our advocate. He's our champion, our supporter, our backer, our counselor, our teacher, our advisor. He's all these things combined, and so many more. He's the one who speaks up for us, who encourages us and builds us up, who shows us the truth and how to live in the truth. And we can be sure that the Holy Spirit is on our side and that the Holy Spirit is good for us, because we read here that Jesus says he will send him. Jesus says, "I will send the Advocate, the Spirit of truth." Anything that Jesus sends us is always good, and it's always for our good. We do not need to be afraid or confused. It's that simple. But that's not all, because Jesus says that although Jesus says he will send the Spirit of truth goes out from the Father. So what you've got here is God the Father and God the Son sending God the Holy Spirit to enable us to understand, to help us discover what truth is, to learn how to live in truth, and to learn how to share that truth with others. And boy, do we need it in our world today, when there is so much propaganda, so much false truth, if I can even use that phrase, so much bending what people want us to think is the truth to fit their narratives and stuff like that. We need that wisdom. We need that help from the Holy Spirit to guide us through this time. And remember, Jesus is the Saviour. The Father is the Creator who loves us. And the Father sends the Son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And he sends the Holy Spirit to help us understand the truth about Jesus. And again, Jesus tells us here, well, we can trust the Holy Spirit to be our advocate. The second part of verse 13 says he will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. This is a really important thing to understand. What does the Holy Spirit hear? He hears the words of love from God the Father. He hears the words of forgiveness, of grace, peace and joy. He also hears God the Father saying, "This is a good thing to do, do it. This is not a good thing to do, don't do it." He hears the very voice of the Father and he speaks to us what he hears. A couple of weeks ago, we heard Jesus saying exactly the same thing. The work that Jesus does, he says, is not my own. I do the work of him who sent me, the work of the Father. My words are not my own. My words are the words of him who sent me. So the words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit are exactly the same. So whatever Jesus says, the Holy Spirit reinforces and agrees with and helps us to understand. And he hears the truth about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment. He hears the truth about who is actually in control of this world and who will one day return and exercise judgment over those who thought they were untouchable. These are all things we need to teach our children. These are all things we need to know ourselves when we look out in our sometimes chaotic lives and chaotic world. I think, what on earth is going on? Who can possibly sort all of this stuff out? And here in John 16, we have the answer. We come to the Holy Spirit, our advocate, who points us to Jesus and to God the Father who loves us. And the most important thing we can teach our children, we can share with our friends, it's not how to make a good investment on the stock market. It's not what odds to offer on whether the baby will cry during the dedication. I do apologise for that. I thought I brought her up better than that. In case you didn't know, that's my wife, by the way. Friends, fans, I'm having a Chandler moment when I'm not allowed to say anything back. Some of the greatest stories and movies of our time have been about someone seeking wisdom and doing all that they can to find it, or to find the particular guru who others say has all the answers. And we've all seen the cartoons of someone climbing up to the top of a mountain and there's that strange-looking holy man at the top and they're asking him what the answer to life, the universe and everything is. And in the cartoon, he comes up with something really ridiculous when we all know the answer is 42. No, sorry, Jesus. Jesus. The answer is Jesus. We have all the wisdom and the truth that we need right here in God's word. Please note, I am holding it the right way up as well. That's too long ago now, isn't it? That one, never mind. We have all that we need here in God's word. And we have someone greater than the most respected guru or philosopher right here with us, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Jesus tells us when we put our faith and trust in him, the Holy Spirit comes and takes up residence inside us. If you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit within you already. You just need to recognize that and allow him to do his work and allow him to lead and guide you forward. One of the most important things the Holy Spirit can teach us is the difference between right and wrong. I don't know about you, I can't, because I haven't seen everybody's parenting style, but when we were bringing our children up, this was very important to us, that they knew the difference between what was right and what was wrong, what was safe and what was dangerous, and things like that. The problem Ollie and Karen and people with young children today face is that everywhere we look, we see messages saying that right is wrong and wrong is right, all around the world. Here in this country, even people claiming to be followers of Jesus can twist his teachings to fit their views on prosperity, ethnicity, sexuality, immigration, and belonging. So if we don't invite our advocate to lead us into all truth, how on earth can we ever lead our children our family members, our neighbours and our colleagues to the truth? Are we prepared to make the effort and face opposition from people who are offended by the truth, just as they were offended by what Jesus said and did? Are we prepared to pay the price so our kids can grow up knowing the difference between right and wrong, because without it they'll get caught up in the ways of the world rather than in the love and the grace of God? Came across a quote this week from a chap called Saint Shane Pruitt. Some of you might have heard of him. He's an American evangelist, but I think he's one of the good ones. This is what he says. There's plenty of people willing to disciple your kids for you. Kids can either be discipled by celebs, ideologies, and politics, or they can be discipled by you, the gospel, and the church. Choose the latter. Don't subcontract your child's discipleship out to the world. When you're a parent, you notice that your child's attitudes change when they go to school. Somebody else is discipling them into a different way of living. When they're teenagers, there's that lovely thing called peer pressure, when you go along with your mates because you feel they'll tell you you're not cool and they'll ostracise you or whatever if you don't go along with them. They're being discipled then as well. The stuff that all of us, let's widen it, not just children, there's plenty of people willing to disciple you as well. What you read, what you scroll through on the internet, what websites you visit, what newspaper you read. Somewhere, someone is willing to disciple each and every one of us. And that discipling normally means leading us away from the truth of who Jesus is, bringing up false idols, false gods, false ideas to try and trap us in a web of lies, because there is a spiritual war going on and the enemy does not want us to be free. So the first question here is, who are you letting disciple you? Or, slightly better phrase, who is discipling you? Because if we're not being discipled by the right person, we're not going to disciple our kids in the right way either. That's why God has sent us the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so important that we pay attention to him. And let's think about the amount of time that we spend during the week being open to being discipled by other people. It's most of it, isn't it? We spend maybe an hour and a half here on a Sunday morning, a couple of hours maybe in a small group, and hopefully we do some personal devotions during the week. Add all those up. Yesterday, okay, I wasn't feeling very well, but yesterday I watched the telly from 11 o'clock in the morning through to about 10 o'clock at night. 9 o'clock at night, thank you. Yeah. There was a lot of sport on. But that was what filled my day. Where was the room for God in that? I'm asking myself that question. Because we have to keep asking ourselves the question, who is discipling me today? Whose teaching am I following? Whose example am I following? How do I know that I'm living in a way that God wants me to live? Obviously, God does want me to be a Chelsea fan. That's been very clearly established. In the more important things of life, the things that actually matter, and I might be accused of something here, but actually supporting a particular football team doesn't matter in the big scheme of things, because they give you brief highs and lots of lows, and things like that. They're not constant, they're not consistent. God is constant, God is consistent, and God is consistently looking for the best for you and for me, and through you and for me, for our children and our friends and our families and our colleagues. So we need to be making sure that we're being discipled in the right way by the Holy Spirit, and that our church teaching is being done in a way that is according to what the Bible says and in line with what Jesus says. And if you ever think I'm saying something that is not in line with what Jesus says, come and challenge me about it. I'll happily prove you wrong. No, I'll happily listen and we can discuss it. Because my whole heart is for us to grow as disciples of Jesus, not as disciples of Martin. You really don't want to go there. And so it's really important that we pray for one another, that we're able to fix our eyes on Jesus. It's really important that a church family prays for its preachers and its leaders, and I mean the elders, the deacons, as well as me, that we are able to hear clearly from God. Because you know what? We're just normal human people, and sometimes we might get things wrong. I'm not infallible. I have a witness to that right here, who reminds me every day, hour, minute. So we need to keep asking that question. Who am I being discipled by? Check. If you're picking up a book from a Christian bookshop, there's some dodgy stuff in some of these Christian bookshops. Check the background of the writer. Check what they believe. Check who they're accountable to before you buy their book and start going down their particular line of teaching. Look at a church's statement of faith. Quiz your leaders about what they believe. Elders and deacons and staff are going to love me for saying that. But we are responsible for making sure that we are being discipled in the right way. And I know I'm staying on this for a while, but it's so important. Ollie and Karen this morning made promises about bringing Zane up in order to know the truth about Jesus. And Ian and Sam and Rob and Adele and Naomi made promises to help them do that. Oh, hang on, so did we. So it's really important that we make sure we're being discipled by the right person, and that we can sense the presence and the guidance and the love and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives as we do that. There's plenty of people willing to disciple us. We can be discipled by celebs, ideologies, and politics. Or we can be discipled by the Holy Spirit, by the gospel and the church. Don't subcontract your own discipleship out to the world. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to you. Ollie, we honour you and Karen today for your commitment to your children, to disciple them. And we pray that with the Holy Spirit's help, you will guide them into all truth, no matter what comes. And we pray that we would have the openness and the wisdom and the desire to help you with that. And the promises we've made today, they're not just a nice little ritual to mark a new life. They're a solemn and sacred declaration of our intentions until Zane reaches an age where he can make a choice for himself about Jesus Christ. So today is a reminder and encouragement for all of us, whether we have children or not, to be open to the Spirit of truth, to allow ourselves to be guided by him, not by the world, the flesh, or the devil, and to live in such a way as reveals the truth to others. And there's a little bit tucked away in these chapters that says the Spirit of truth testifies about Jesus to us so that we in turn may testify to others about Jesus. As the Spirit speaks only what he's heard from the Father, so we speak only what we've heard from the Spirit. And the core of that message, the core of that testimony, it's simple, really. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. That name is Jesus Christ. The best thing any of us can do for our children is introduce them to him. The best thing any of us can do for our friends, family, colleagues is introduce them to Jesus. So let's make sure that we're committed to that, that we're aware of that, and that we're equipped to do just that. Let's be quiet before God for a moment. Father, we confess that often our desires don't match our abilities or even our habits. And we know that we open ourselves up to so many different voices in our lives apart from yours. But this morning, as we've made promises together about leading Zane to know the truth, thank you for that reminder and that call to check not just on who is discipling our children, but who is discipling us. And thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who leads us into all truth, who testifies about Jesus, about right and wrong, about good and evil, about everything that we need to know in order to live a life that is fulfilled and honouring to you. Today, help us to recommit to being open to you. Help us to commit to looking at our own lives and our own discipleship, and help us to live out of a position of truth and freedom to disciple our children so that they may come to know Jesus for themselves. In his name we pray. Amen.
We're going to have the opportunity to respond to that now. I've no idea who's on prayer team. I've been looking around to see if I can spot orange lanyards, and I can't see any. Linda. Excellent. I know we don't. This is not the way we normally do it, but if you wouldn't mind coming to the front now, or you know, when we start singing, if anybody would like to receive prayer, we're going to sing a few songs and just recommit ourselves to Jesus, to focus on him, the name that is above all other names, and to really consider how much we allow him to disciple us and how affected we are by the world. And I'm just very conscious that for some of us, we might appreciate someone coming alongside us and praying for us. And rather than waiting until the end when everybody's rushing around and everybody's dying for a cup of tea and coffee, use that opportunity, just pop up to the front and have a chat with the people who are praying, or turn to someone next to you and say, would you just mind praying with me, please? And let's use this time to do business with God. So if you're able to stand, you don't have to stand, you might decide you actually want to stay seated. It's entirely up to you. But as Martin was saying, we need to be discipling them. It's all well and good to say, yes, Lord, I love you. But actually, we need to be discipled. So as we sing this and we pray specifically for our children and our young people and the impact that I believe that they are going to have on our nation as they turn to Christ, maybe think about one or two of our own young people and offer them up to the Lord in prayer. And if any of our youngsters feel that they would like to receive prayer and they don't really want to walk right the way down there, just there's a few seats at the front here. If you want to come and sit here, and I'm sure people would love to pray with you and come across and pray with you as we continue to sing.
Amen. Thanks for coming. Don't forget tea, some coffee and cake. And if your car is in the middle of the car park, please just dash out and move it. Prayer is still available. If you'd like to come and pray through anything, chat through anything, we're here over teas and coffees as well. Otherwise, God bless you.